From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his music, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith. Other cigarette in the world tastes just like Raleigh's. Raleigh's give you a far smoother, milder taste. We weren't going to read that, were we? That's my... Well, that was Ozzie Nelson's version of Do You Care? And now, MGM's favorite comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I feel great tonight.
Red, what'd you do over the weekend, huh?
Well, Friday, I went to the football game. You know, I used to be a football player.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But, oh, Brad, I forgot to tell you. The sponsors asked me to tell you that when you come to the word really, to say Raleigh, they would appreciate it much more.
Oh,
you know, I used to... You know, I used to be a football player.
Oh, Raleigh?
Yeah, for 4 years I sat on the bench. I never got to play. Finally, it was the last big game of the season. 2 minutes to play. All the best players were hurt. Finally, the coach turned to me and he says, Skelton, on your feet. I'm sending in the bench.
Say, Red, where'd you go after the game Friday night? I looked all over for you.
Well, I had a dollar left, so I went to Ciro's.
See, you spent a dollar at Ciro's, that expensive place?
Yep.
Well, how?
Well, I went around to the back, gave the man my dollar, and he let me smell a hot roll.
Hello, Red. Hello, Jim.
Ah, Harriet Hilliard. Say, how'd you like the football game?
Fine, but I'll never go with you again.
Why?
Do you know I tore my dress climbing over that fence?
Harriet, do you mean to tell me he made you climb over a fence?
Well, how else was she going to get in? I only had 16 Raleigh coupons with me at the time.
Hello, Soaks. What's doing?
How do you like that?
This guy went out and got himself a writer.
Say, Ozzy, are the boys well rehearsed?
Oh, yeah. They'll laugh right where you told them to.
No, I mean, what are they going to play?
Nothing.
Oh, is that a new number?
No, that's final.
Well, wait a minute. They got to play something besides Gin Rummy. What about the listeners?
Name three.
What?
Well, you see, it's this way. I keep telling the boys that people are listening to this program, but they just won't believe me. No? They want proof.
Well, give me that phone. I'll make a survey. I'll call a number at random.
Hello?
Hello. How many people live there?
1 out of 10. This is a hospital.
Come on, there's people listening to this program. We'll make a house-to-house survey. Come on, everybody.
I don't think we should.
Why not?
You know that old saying, let's not get nosy, Bob.
Well, come on, we'll find somebody. Now, look, we'll start with the biggest building in Hollywood. Now, we'll drive. My car's stacked up right over here.
Now, let's walk.
No, we got the car. Come on, we'll ride. Come on, get in, everybody. Hey, step kind of high. That door doesn't open.
Say, has this thing got brakes on it?
Sure, it's got good brakes. When you want to stop, you just press down on the front fender. Well, hold on. Here we go. Well, here we are.
Boy, that's the fastest I ever crossed the street in Hollywood.
What's that, Ozzy?
I say that's the fastest I ever crossed the street in Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, here we are. Look, I'll ring the doorbell.
Hey, Red. What does that brass plate over the door say?
Well, never mind that now. I hear somebody coming.
Hello?
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm Red Skelton.
Oh, Mr. Skelton. I think you're the funniest man in the whole world.
Oh, you're kidding.
Well, I heard your program last week, and I just laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed.
You did?
And everybody in this house feels the same way about it as I do.
Well, gee, you're making me conceited.
Oh, but just telling you about it isn't enough. I want to do something for you.
Well, gee, that's awfully nice.
So you just wait right here and I'll borrow the keeper's pen and write you a check for $7 million.
Hey, Red.
What?
I'll bet you know now what the brass plate over the door says. I bought a lovely dress and wore it proudly out to dine. A new exclusive model makes one feel so super fine. At least until I noticed 7 others just like mine. Everything happens to me. I have a nice new speedy car with a push-the-button top. And I was driving down the highway when a fresh guy hollered, "Stop!" 45 miles later, I found out he was a cop. Everything happens to me. Every time I go to see a movie show, to watch a favorite star upon the screen, I walk in on a special double feature bill and sit through one that I've already seen. Perhaps I would be happier as Mrs. Joseph Doakes, although I do enjoy these Tuesday evenings with you folks. But Ozzy sings the songs I want, and Red tells all the jokes. Everything happens to me.
I played a certain horse in every race he's ever run. In 50 races he was in, he finished first in none. I didn't play him yesterday. Yesterday he won. Everything happens to me. A fortune teller told me I'd have lots of luck in store. A man who owed me money would be waiting at my door. It was an old musician friend. He came to borrow more. Everything happens to me. We just made a picture here in Hollywood. This is a most amazing town. They employ a specialist to build you up, then hire another guy to tear you down. They took one look at me and said, "This is not an easy case. Perhaps he has a winning smile, but what a losing face." And in the picture, they gave me my own wife to embrace. Everything happens.
That was Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard singing "Everything Happens to Me." And Harriet, if you think that's bad, you ought to see some of the things that happened to me. Say, did I tell you how pretty you look in your new dress?
Thank you, Red.
Is that Schiaparelli, 1942?
No, Bullock's Basement, $1.42.
Oh, do you like to go to department stores?
Oh, sure. It's so easy to shop.
Yeah.
If you want a dress, you go to the dress department. If you want shoes, you go to the shoe department.
Yeah, but when I go to the credit department, they haven't any.
Well, the suit you're wearing looks like it came from a department store.
Yeah, how do you like it? $90. I got 14 pair of pants in the first dance Saturday night at the Palladium. I like it. It's the latest thing. The only thing I don't like about it, the pants are a little tight under the armpits. Saying, you know, Harriet, I guess we're just a couple of typical department store customers. But did you ever notice some of the people that go in to shop at department stores? I saw a fellow the other day. He was very bashful, and he was in the ladies' department trying to buy a present for his wife. He was one of these type of guys.
Good afternoon.
Oh, how do you do? I'm looking for, I like to buy some, Well, have you,
Oh, shopping for your wife?
Yeah, she's having a birthday party tomorrow night, and I'm invited. Maybe I ought to buy her a dozen of silk stockings, huh?
Got your credentials with you, General?
Oh. Well, look, my wife asked me to buy her some, a pair of, well, a pair of, well, I can't say it.
Lingerie?
Whoa, what you said?
lingerie?
Oh, he said it again. Oh, you're too brazen for me.
Would you like to see something in a silk kimono?
A friend of yours?
What's your wife's waist measurement?
Well, when I put my arm around her, if she breathes in, I can shake hands.
Gee, this is kind of embarrassing, you know.
Isn't this what you want?
Oh, no, put them down. Put them down.
Oh, I can't stand it. Gee, I wish I was back in the pool room.
Come on, what do you want?
Well, if you'll not look at me, I'll say it.
Oh, please, mister, go ahead and say it.
Well, I would like... Well, I'll wait for one of the men clerks.
The only male clerk on this floor is at the tool counter.
Okay.
Hey, mister, where are you going?
I'm going to buy my wife a big buzz saw. Did you ever see one of those guys run into a department store, Harriet, who was in a hurry? One of these type of guys. Pardon me, you got any mousetraps?
Yes, we do.
Give me a mousetrap, will you?
Yes, sir. Just a moment, sir.
Well, don't stand there. Give me the mousetrap. Hurry, I got to catch a bus.
I'm sorry, but we don't have any that big.
Okay. Did you ever visit a toy department and see a lady with her little boy? One of those little mean guys you'd like to walk up and put the slug on. Look, let's do that one. I'll be the little boy, Harriet, and you be my mother.
Okay. Harry Richard.
Don't call me Richard. Call me the Lone Ranger. Yoo-hoo!
Richard, let's go. Wait a minute. What have you got under your coat?
Don't ask silly questions, Mom. Come on, let's get out of here.
Oh, it's a big red ball.
Yeah.
Richard, where did you get it?
Now, come on, Mom. Let's get out of here. I'm loaded down with some hot goods. Come on.
Did you steal that ball?
Now, wait a minute. Let's not get nosy, Mom.
You put that ball back.
No, don't make me put it back. It's got my fingerprint on it. If they catch me, it's up the river. I don't want to go back up there with Pop. Come on, let's get out of here.
Oh, I wish you were twins. I'd pick one of you up and knock the other one down with you. Now, you give me that ball and I'll put it back. And when I get you home...
Oh, don't take it away from me, Mama. Don't take it away. Please, I want a ball.
All right, go ahead and ball. Get up off that floor. Stop kicking your feet.
You buy me a ball or I'll tell everybody you run the numbers racket.
Richard, get up off that floor and stop tearing your clothes off.
I won't do it. I want a ball. I'll hold my breath till I bust.
Stop that. Stop it. Richard, don't you embarrass me in front of all these
people.
Out of
mind the floor, Walker. What seems to be the trouble?
Oh, it's my little boy. He's holding his breath because I won't buy him a ball.
Well, for goodness sakes, buy the little scavenger the ball. Look at him.
Don't tell me what to do. After all, I'm the mother of six. I am now the mother of five.
Then we have the customer who comes in and wants to buy something, but he hasn't the money. One of these type of guys is always complaining. Good afternoon.
What was that?
That's a safety valve. I'm a very high-pressured salesman. What's your pleasure?
Shooting dice. But right now, I want to buy a tie.
Yeah. Well, I've got just the same. I have just the thing for you. It's very patriotic. A red, white, and blue one.
Yes, sir. Those are my favorite colors. How much is the tie?
That's $1. Yes, sir.
A dollar for a tie?
Yeah, 50 cent American dollar.
What is this, a department store or a museum?
Wait, let's go back. Good old 50 cent American dollar.
A dollar for a tie?
Yes. Betsy Ross made it.
What is this, a department store or a museum?
We could have gone on just the same. It has been all right. I don't know what it is. I came in through the back entrance.
Do you think you can let me have it for a dime?
Well, personally, I don't see how I could do it.
Well, personally, I don't see how you're going to get it.
The tax alone is 20 cents.
I think I know where I can get the money. You got a phone, sir?
Yeah, right there. It's a pay phone.
Thank you.
You must be Joe Lewis.
What makes you think so?
You slugged that phone.
Hello, operator? Give me Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and tell them to get the number quick like they do in the movies.
Hello, Washington? I'd like to speak to Mr. Morgenthau. He's talking to the president. But operator, this is important. Hello, hello, Mr. Morgenthau. You is the Secretary of the Treasury, isn't you? Well, I want to talk to you first, Mr. Morgenthau. You know, those defense savings stamps are simply wonderful. They took my coin off in 2 hours flat. Next time I have a backache, I'm going to buy a bond. Mr. Morgenthau, I wonder if I could get your autograph. What's that? You say your signature is on every new dollar bill. But Mr. Morgenthau, I ask you, just man to man, is it worth it? What I call you about, Mr. Secretary, is I pays my taxes regular. And I want a loan of a dollar to buy a tie. What's that? Oh, I see. You can't let nothing out less than $7 billion. What's that? No, I can't get a rebate on my income tax. I didn't pay that much.
Hey, tell him I say hello, will you? Tell him I say hello. He'll know my brother. He's the one that doped out a way to beat the income tax.
How did he work it out?
On a rock pile.
Mr. Morgan thought, now, about the tax. What's that? Yes, sir? Yeah, I know we fought the revolution because of taxation without representation. But now I'd like to fight for representation without taxation. Please, Mr. Morgenthau, couldn't you help me? Well, ain't you got one of the three keys to Fort Knox? Oh, I see. The Treasury itself is having trouble making ends meet. But what I'm going to do, how am I going to raise the appropriation? Oh, do what you do when you're stuck. Get a little note to Congress, signed Roosevelt.
And now Bernie Jones comes to the microphone and sings Big Bad Bill.
Put it dragging him in. Ain't scared of nothing, am a cussin' ornery squirt. For supper, I eat rocks and I have gravel for dessert. I kick my horse and bite my dog and shave on broken glass. And everybody scrams when I come riding down the pass. I'm Big Bad Knut from the Badlands, and I'm riding into town tonight. Yee-hoo. Oh, I'm rough and tough and ready, and my trigger finger steady, and my dukes is always itching for a fight.
Yippee-yi, yippee-oh-hi.
I'm Big Bad Knut from the Badlands, and I'm heading for the Gulf Saloon. Cause my draw is always quicker when I've drunk a quart of liquor. Him that crosses me is loco as a loon. I'm so rough and tough that when I push the swinging doors ajar, the roof caves in and everybody hides beneath the bar. I'm Big Bad Knut from the Badlands, and I'm riding into town tonight. Yee-hoo!
Yippee-yi, yippee-yo-ki.
Bad Knut from the Badlands, and I'm going to hit the hills or bust. I'll come riding down the mountain, six guns spraying like a fountain. I'll make every living critter bite the dust. Just for laughs, I like to grab a bull and hold him by the tail. I swing him round a couple of times and then I let him sail. I'm Big Bad Knut from the Badlands, and I'm madder than a rattler's bite. Cause my wife won't let me out tonight.
van, ain't he?
That was very nicely done, Truman. This is an announcement comes in here, but we skip it.
Say, Red, what do you say? We go shopping in a department store someday.
Oh, say, you know, I'd love to. You know, my whole family used to work in a store. I worked in the piano department.
Oh, what did you do?
I used to change the sheet music on the baby grands. I'll never forget the day my father left the store. His trouble started in the locker room a few minutes before the store opened. The manager was giving a pep talk to the men.
Today is the day, men. I want you to get in there and fight for dear old Stacy's. Remember, they have us outnumbered, but we let them know we can't be licked. Today, we're in the bargain basement. $1.98 shoes are going at $1.96.
Couldn't I be put in ladies' underwear?
You look kind of silly.
Look, I have a wife and kids.
Buck up, Skelton. Your duty is in the bargain basement. Remember, ours is not to ask why. Ours is to do and die.
But look, I'll do anything, but don't send me down in the bargain basement. I'm not strong enough to handle those two. I saw you send Quigley down there yesterday. And when he came up, ooh, he was a pitiful looking sight. Look, I'm too young to die. I saw those women outside of the store this morning with those big, long, red fingernails. They ain't human, I tell you, they ain't human.
Oh, pull yourself together, Skelton. We'll be opening the door soon.
Yes. All right, clerks, set your watches. 1 minute to the zero hour. Calm down. Now buck up, everybody. I'm going to open the doors. Put that dummy down, madam.
Dummy, I'm one of the salesmen.
Well, sold out again. Oh, what a day, what a day.
Skelton, I think this rush is getting you.
Yes?
You look pale.
I do?
Yes, you're much lighter green. Take over the information desk.
Yes, good afternoon, madam.
Pardon me, can you tell me how much those sleeping bags are over there?
Miss Clark, Miss White, wake up. Guys, this floor is dusty. It's so dusty, I wouldn't be surprised if a couple of gophers hopped out. Say, Porter, come
here. Yes, Mrs. Skelton?
Look at this floor.
It is sort of uncouth, ain't it?
Did you sweep under the information counter?
Mrs. Skelton, I swept everything under the information counter. So, Mrs. Skelton, you was kind of late this morning. Did you punch the time clock?
No, I was too tired. I just slapped it. Good afternoon, madam.
Pardon me, do you have anything in cotton stockings?
Yes, an old maid on third floor.
How do you know she's an old maid?
She's the only one up there with a picture of Clark Gable and a rabbit's foot. Hello? June Company.
Well, I like to order some groceries. I like to order some groceries and other things. Are you taking this down?
Oh, don't worry, madam. I have a very good memory. What do you want?
Well, I want a tube of toothpaste, a loaf of bread, a box of matches, a bottle of tomato juice, a yard of ribbon, a jar of olives, a bunch of bananas. You got that?
Yes, I've got it.
Well, say it back then.
Now, let me see. You want a tube of bananas, a loaf of matches, a bottle of ribbons, and a yard of
olives. No. Your memory is very poor. It's an olive of bananas, a bread of tomato juice,
now, wait a minute, madam. I have it. It's a ribbon of yards, a tomato of bottle juice, and a banana of bread tubes.
Oh, no. No, it's a tomato of bread juice, and a yard of matches, and an olive of tooth ribbon. I need this for dinner.
Well, look, why don't you go to a restaurant tonight?
Skelton, I heard what you said.
Yes?
Go to the men's furnishing department. And after today, you're fired.
Oh, but wait.
Looks like you've done it now.
Yeah, and after 10 years with the store. Well, I'm going to do something before I leave here. I'm going to show him how a department store would be run if the clerks were allowed to say and do what they really thought to the customers.
Oh, where are you going?
I'm going over the bar to get a bowl of four roses.
Take it easy, Mr. Skelton.
Wonderful. Call up my wife and tell her not to chop any wood. I'm bringing home a load.
becomes a customer.
Pardon me, I'd like to buy a tuxedo.
Why, don't you look funny enough now?
How dare you talk that way to my husband?
Oh, I'm sorry, madam. I didn't know he was your husband. I thought you was his mother.
Young man, have you been drinking?
You don't get this way from eating peanuts.
Look over here. This is a nice-looking suit. May I try this on?
Yeah, but stand still just a minute.
Well, what's the idea of spraying that horrible-smelling stuff all over my husband?
We always disinfect the customers to protect their clothes.
Come on, Elmer. Let's go.
I knew it. I never saw a guy with an Adam's apple that size that wasn't called Elmer.
Let's report him to the manager.
I shall, just as soon as I buy a new hat.
Oh, boy, this is fun. Little do they know that I'm going to wait on them in the hat department.
I'd like to see a clerk. Haven't we met before?
I don't know. Did you ever play hockey for the Blackhawks?
I'd like to buy a hat.
Something expensive or something like you're wearing?
Well, what's that on the third shelf?
That's my bubble gum, and it ain't for sale. Say, what kind of a hat do you want?
Well, I'd like something to fit my personality.
You mean something with handles?
Elmer, this is the same man. Are you going to stand there and let him insult me?
Do you want me to leave, dear?
Yeah, go on and crawl back up the rain spout, you drip.
Get me out of here! Get me and take me home! I'll never come in this door again as long as I live. Press the button for the elevator.
Leaving again?
Why, that looks like the same man running this elevator.
Going down?
No.
Going up?
No.
Well, I can't go sideways.
Let's get out of here. I'm going mad.
That fresh clerk, he wouldn't insult women like that if there was a man around.
There. There's the street exit. Call me a taxi before I scream. Driver, get me away from here, but quick!
Where do you want to go, bub?
You!
Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, this is Truman Bradley again. And don't forget, Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith will all be here at the same time next Tuesday. Be waiting for us, will you?
Truman, before you say goodnight, I'd like to say something to the folks.
Fine, Red. Come in, will you?
Good night.
Red Skelton appears on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.